welcome to another Tradies Business Show Newsflash. So, g'day, listeners. Welcome to the Tradies Business Show Newsflash. I figured we should do a budget update because the budget was released last night, the federal budget, and it looks like an interesting one. There's a few things in there that might affect you in your tradie business. But rather than me, Warwick, prattle on about this and try and sound intelligent, Michaela's still overseas, so she's unavailable for comment. I thought what I'd do is actually get an expert, someone who really does know what they're talking about. Now, that was my plan, but I couldn't find one. So instead, I got a guy called Mark Brown from Ambition Wealth. Mark's a good mate of mine, and he's a great financial planner. Not sure how much he knows about federal economics, but welcome to the show, Mark.
Thanks, Warwick. Great introduction. I'm very excited after that.
I've given you a glowing intro, haven't I, mate? Everybody's just gone, "What? Who is this guy talking to?" But Mark, you have been a financial planner for quite a number of years now, or financial advisor. I don't know which is the correct term, mate. So you probably know your stuff, mate. Would that be a fair assumption?
Yes, about, probably 10-plus years. So we've seen a few federal budgets over that period of time, and there's not quite as much pain in this one as we've seen in years past.
It seems like a bit of a, I would consider it a buying votes budget. I guess they all are, really, in some way. But this one seems to be a bit sweeter than budgets in the past, mate. What's in this one for our tradie listeners, Mark?
Look, I think, you're right. I think after last year's budget, there was a lot of criticism and glass half empty, was thrown around a lot. So they probably tried to do a 180 on that and maybe get people ready for an election in the next year or two. Look, before I get into, I've just got a few points that might be relevant to your listeners. But before we get into that, it's important just to note that these are only proposals. So there's nothing to say that that's actually going to get through the Senate, given the makeup of the Senate with all the independent crossbenchers, although it may. But at this point in time, the things that Hockey has released are just proposals. So
it's interesting it's interesting to see lots of people getting excited and lobby groups jumping up and down. And there's still more work to do because this is really, as you say, mate, it's just a pitch and they've got to sell it to the Senate.
Exactly right. So some may get through and some might not. And there might just be a different shape or form for some of the proposals that that they've thrown out there. The main points, I guess, Warwick, if we start with small business, because there's quite a bit in it for small business owners, tax cuts specifically. And so these are slated to get going from the 1st of July, and that would be a reduction in the company tax rate from 30 down to 28.5%. And that's for companies with annual turnover of less than 2 mil. So any rate cut is a good thing. And that would, I think I read somewhere, that would make it the lowest company tax rate that we've had in about 50 years.
Yeah, that's only for proprietary limited companies, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah, that's right. They do have a tax discount for unincorporated businesses, so they're your sole traders, your trusts or partnerships, those sorts of setups. Yep. And there's a discount of 5% of income tax payable in those sorts of unincorporated businesses, but that's capped at $1,000 per individual per year. So and that would come through as a tax offset from what we've seen so far.
Right.
So that's that. Now depreciation, that's probably the big one. Starting from last night, 7:30 last night, small businesses, again with a turnover of less than 2 million, could claim a tax deduction on certain items that cost less than $20,000. And that's open through to the end of June 2017, assuming this gets through. So that's a pretty good impetus, I guess. They're really trying to get a bit of cash flow happening in the small business space and encourage people to spend, recruit and grow. And look, that could be used for anything really, computers, printers, office furniture coffee machines if you want to. The only things they've said that they wouldn't allow is stock, which is probably fair enough. I think software and marketing, there's a few bits and pieces that would be excluded from that. But
for tools, you know, for tradies out there, if they're looking at new tools or equipment, now they can go and buy something for up to $20,000 and claim it as a direct tax deduction in that year.
Exactly right, as opposed to running that depreciation off over, you know, 3 or 5 years or whatever the case may be.
Yep.
So, yes, in the year that the purchase is made, that would be a pretty significant write-off.
Which has the added benefit, too, of maybe reducing accounting fees and bookkeeping to keep track of that asset and depreciate it and all that sort of crap that usually has to be done.
Exactly right, yeah, it's a good flow-on effect from that.
Yeah, cool.
Okay. That's not in the aggregate, so that's each individual item up to $20,000. So, I'd seen an interview that Joe Hockey had done, and he was asked if he thought the system was going to be abused with people nipping out to buy plasma TVs and office couches and whatever else.
Probably.
and look, I think that was the gist of his response, that, you know, it could happen, but, you know, it's unlikely people are going to spend a lot of money on the business if it's not going to make them a dollar in the back end of it anyway. So, we'll see what happens as far as that's concerned.
They're looking to drive spending anyway, aren't they? I mean, it's a bit of an economic stimulus is get people to go and spend money on stuff, which gets more cash flow out there in the economy, yeah?
Exactly right. Yeah, that's that'll be part of the larger plan for them for sure. Anything over $20,000, just as a note, you can still pool that and depreciate it the same way you normally would do. So, and then once that pooled value drops under 20, then the whole lot could be, you know, claimed as a deduction at that point. So, cool. Yeah, look, I think that's pretty good news. That would be very helpful for small businesses.
Yep.
A couple of minor tweaks around FBT, so fringe benefits tax. The main one is there used to be a limit on allowing FBT exemptions for small businesses when you're providing your employees with electronic devices. So you can only, let's say, for example, you'd provide an employee with a laptop and an iPad or a tablet or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You could have one of those as a qualifying item, but now it's unlimited. So if you've got a few staff on the books and you want to upspec them with some of the latest IT, then looks like you'd be able to go ahead and do that without too many FBT implications.
Nice.
The third one is the deductibility for professional expenses when you're setting up a business. So again, some of your listeners, Warwick, you know, if they're kicking off new entities or starting up new businesses, previously they would have had costs associated with that would have been deducted over a period of time, a five-year period.
Yep.
And now that's going to be an immediate write-off. Okay. So that would be accounting or legal fees, professional fees, those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, you know, we'd call black hole expenditure. But so again, it's a bit of a boost for being able to claim it immediately. What else have we got there? So CGT rollover relief. Look, it sounds a bit technical, but it's not really. You know, when your listeners or customers have kicked off with their small businesses, they might have started that as a, you know, sole trader or trust or something like that, but that structure might not now be the most appropriate for them, and they might want to set up an incorporated company. Previously, there could be capital gains issues when you're moving the underlying assets around between those different structures. So they would now get relief for that, which, again, is pretty beneficial if you're redoing your entities. So, yeah, it could be a pretty good saver. Capital gains taxes, you know, can be fairly significant, especially if you've had some growth in your business and you're just trying to move the structure into something that's a bit more protective or makes a bit more sense.
Yep.
As you've been able to grow.
Yep.
Cool. What else have we got there? I don't know if you've got listeners in the top end, but that could be the place to be. The government's looking to turbocharge that region, the northern part of Australia, and they've slated, you know, billions of dollars now in funding infrastructure and business links and things like that in that particular region. I think there is a discussion paper that's due to come out soon about that, which will probably spell out in a bit more detail exactly what they're proposing. So anyone up in Northern Territory or that part of the world, I'd say watch this space because there could be some pretty significant opportunities up there.
So it could be time to head north and drink some more of those Darwin stubbies, mate.
Yes, well, it's always hot up there and you've got to keep hydrated.
That's right. But anyway, back to the really exciting budget stuff, mate. We'll stop talking about beer. I'm getting distracted there.
That's all right. Now, beer wasn't mentioned in the budget, but look, superannuation, look, that's usually a bit of a whipping boy for budgets, although this year it's been pretty much left alone. No new taxes, which is great for a change. The main amendment to that is really to do with accessing superannuation for people who are unfortunately in a terminal medical, or they have a terminal medical condition previously. You know, if you're in that situation, you'd have to have a medical practitioner saying that you're unlikely to continue to live for up to 12 months. So that's been extended to 2 years, which is a good thing. Look, we see a fair bit of it, you know, through our practice and our clients and people who are referred into us. It's a very difficult time. So anything that can be done to help alleviate the stress and financial hardship is a good thing. There's a bit of devil in the detail, as there always is, about holding insurance within superannuation. Sometimes the definitions can be a little misleading, and you are not always guaranteed to get access. So if you had life insurance or disability cover within super, there are a few hurdles to jump through. So that's always something that we make everyone aware of when they're looking at how they're you know, best set up to protect themselves, their family, if they run their own self-managed fund.
Yep.
There's a few things to consider there. So,
yep.
So that's that one. A bit of social security. Again, the pensioners have this has been released over the last couple of weeks, so it's no great new surprise. But for the older Australians who are receiving the age pension, some of those will likely get a bit more, and some will get a bit less, depending on how many assets they've got that are assessed by Centrelink outside the family home. So there's been some changes to that. A few changes also to the payment of family tax benefit, and you've probably heard about the Netflix tax where GST is now going to be levied on, how much you've been streaming there, Warwick, but is it the GST on this podcast?
This podcast is GST free, mate.
Great. That could be a tagline now.
GST exempt or GST free?
Have to pay it.
Yeah, yeah. 10% of zero is still zero, mate. So,
good stuff. Look, they're the main sort of points, I guess, as far as your listeners are concerned, that are, you know, probably relevant. There is a fair bit of stuff in there, as there always is. You know, there's been a bit of tightening of fly-in, fly-out workers as far as some tax offsets are concerned and bits and pieces. But you might be able to put up a link or something, Warwick, to a more in-depth, or, you know, I can certainly send you something through if your listeners are interested in getting a bit more detail on some of the stuff that was put out in the budget.
Yeah, we'll put a link up in the show notes for this newsflash to a bit of a budget update. I don't know if you have one on your website, Mark, that we can share, or we'll just put up a generic one. There were a couple of things in there which I read them last night. They probably seemed a little ambiguous perhaps, but there's some possible incentives in there for small business looking to employ people. So, you know, you could get wage subsidies basically for putting on young workers or new employees in your business. So they really are trying to stimulate economic growth with this budget, and but particularly through small business. And I think, you know, they've recognised that small business is one of the biggest employers in this country. So, you know, our listeners, there's 400,000 trade businesses or tradies around Australia that were the last figures I saw. And certainly if we can get them employing a few more people and growing their business, it'll have a big impact on everybody's prosperity. I think that's the idea anyway, mate.
Yeah, that's exactly right. right there, and that's what they're looking for. And I think it's great, you know, coming from a small business background, I think it's terrific that, you know, there's plenty of incentives there now to stimulate some growth and, you know, not sort of live in an environment of fear and to be able to get out there with some, you know, great ideas, great energy and get amongst it. That's what it's all about.
Cool. Well, Mark, thanks for coming on the show at short notice, mate. You weren't like, you know, last resort or anything, so don't feel bad. but, mate, you guys run a pretty good ship there in terms of giving financial advice to people and helping them out with all things, wealth planning and, life insurance and everything else, mate. If anyone wants to check you guys out, where would they go to get some more info on you apart from the local police station?
Thanks, Warwick. Yes, you can check us out at ambitionwealth.com.au or feel free to touch base 1300 464 625 or send me an email or mark@ambitionwealth.com.au. Always happy to open up for a chat, have a coffee and see where things are at.
Great stuff, mate. Well, look, thanks again, Mark. I'm sure you've got a busy afternoon of reassessing people's wealth strategies off the back of some of those changes, mate. Be a few panicked pensioners around the place. But certainly, yeah, good budget for small business this time around. And now we just got to hope that it gets through the Senate.
Thanks, Warwick. Great to be part of the number one tradies business podcast in the world.
You got it. Thanks again, Mark. Talk soon.